Terrell, have a lot of defenses try to have a linebacker or a safety spy you?
Some people play a lot of low safeties. Some people play a lot of, man-to-man spy to us. So, 22-man, different looks. So, just figuring it out. Different people have different egos and think they like to play different defenses. So, I've seen a lot of different things.
What made Chip one of your favorites, and what did he say to you to try to convince you to come to Oregon? How did he sell
Just his personality, Just his personality. He's a great guy. Phenomenal coach, obviously. I mean, he's won big time in college. He's just a great guy, and I like being around guys like that love football and are excited about getting better and getting his core and his group better. So, anytime you talk about Chip Kelly, you don't have nothing but positive things to say about him.
Terrell, last year, you guys had pretty much like three different starting quarterbacks, and it seemed like everything was kind of unstable and stuff. How important was it for you guys to kind of like, settle on a quarterback this season, especially with you, I guess?
Last season, I think we just had one. We really had one start. Carson the whole year. You're talking about Raiders, right?
Yeah.
Carson started all 16 weeks, except the last week I started because he was hurt. So it was pretty much all Carson, really.
Terrell, you had mentioned something about defenses having egos in trying to stop you. What do you mean by that?
I don't mean it in a rude way or a bad way. Just different, we're in a game of football. And whether it's a coach, players, we all have egos. We all think that this way is going to work better than the other way. And that's what I mean by it. Some coaches think a different way could stop. Some people will say, hey, I don't need to spy. It's just different, I don't know how the defensive coordinator, Mr. Coach Davis, thinks over there, but I don't know. It's just different. You guys understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely get it.
Do you think that if the Eagles do have a guy spy you, it would be number 95, Michael Kendricks?
He runs a 4.47, so I guess that would be ideal for them.
Well, the last time you ran the 40, what did you run?
I ran 4.35, so he's a little slower than me.
A lot of people are if you run a 4.35. If you look at the Eagles' defense, what has stood out to you in these past two games, the Giants game and the Cowboys game?
I know the offense, not to speak bad about the offense, I know they had some injuries and things like that, so it's pretty hard, for an offense, for a defense, just to stay on the field and fighting back, and they're helping their offense and they're trying to get a team win together. So, sometimes it happens like that, and I think they're on the field off a lot last week, if I'm not mistaken. What comes to me is just the guys. It's a group of guys that I think love football. Just watching and looking at the scouting report, guys talking about, how they love football and how guys are competitive over there, and just looking and listening to things like that just makes you just think, you can't take anything for granted, and you understand this team's coming in hungry, and, it's a good group and a group of guys. Anytime you face a group of guys that love football and love to play, you got to keep on playing and bring your A game, so that's what we got to do with these guys.
What's your recollection of the Rose Bowl game against Chip, against Oregon?
That was a fun game.
How did he defend you or try to defend it?
I can't even remember, really. I should probably go back and look at that. Thank you, guys. You just gave me a little edge.
I'm going to test your memory again here. LeSean McCoy. Did he try getting you to come to Pitt, and how was he as a recruiter?
LeSean, he's a great back. Watching that guy play, there's no one in the league really could make cuts like him. He's unbelievable.